fraternities and sororities are where most of the drinking takes place and most of the problems takes place, whether it's alcohol poisoning and deaths or sexual assault. And colleges are trying to do a lot to stem the tide. There is a campus drinking culture that's ingrained in college life, and that's really the thing that's hard to change. Policies at fraternities and sororities are intended to restrict the problem, but they're not really enforced very well.
And really, kids, if they want to bring something into a party, they can.
Well, there are new policies which require, often at many campuses, third-party vendors who are supposed to monitor parties. But in fraternity houses, they can keep alcohol in their rooms, and they can go back and forth and take other people with them.
So if the groups who are supposed to be enforcing the rules aren't enforcing the rules, who is going to enforce the enforcers?
That is the problem. It's up to the interfraternity council at colleges have passed rules. In 2018, the North American Interfraternity Council, which is the national trade association for 66 fraternities, implemented a ban on drinks with alcohol over 15% content of alcohol. And that's only for in-house events, of course, and it's supposed to be enforced by the local interfraternity councils at the colleges. And they haven't done a good job of this. So as I understand, that's why San Diego State has suspended these fraternities, because they haven't fulfilled their responsibilities. But these types of suspensions are usually temporary, and the fraternities are often reinstated and the problems persist. So it really rests on the universities to take action that will be lasting.
And so then, does your institute have any other recommendations other than the colleges be more stringent in making sure the rules are being followed?
Yeah, there are other things you can do. Like, the problem right now is the off-campus parties. And there are local ordinances which require the host of the party to be responsible for the things that happen at the party. And there are ways to hold hosts of parties accountable, and some evidence indicates that discourages the type of parties from taking place where such heavy abuse of alcohol occurs. But that ordinance is not strongly enforced either.
Is that a police ordinance?
Yeah, that's a local ordinance by the cities, and it's enforced by police, but police have to be called, and they have to strongly enforce it, and the enforcement hasn't been consistent.
So what would you like to see happen?
We'd like to see greater enforcement of the house party ordinances. They're called social host ordinance. And we'd like to see universities examine the problem and adopt policies which change the conditions that address the locations where alcohol takes place. And the locations are the fraternity houses.
It doesn't sound like an easy prospect.
You know, this has gone on for decades. And, you know, it's a stubborn problem and requires the universities to step up and get serious about it. And they haven't had the political will to do that.
Where do you see the pressure coming from to enforce the ordinances?
The community is where the pressure usually comes from to get greater enforcement. When these problems leak out into the community and they cause neighborhood disruptions and you have sexual assaults or deaths, community members need to insist that some action is taken by the administrative officials.